Some years ago, I called Phil Schrag, whom I knew from law school. He'd run the National Organization for the Rights of the Indigent for the NAACP and worked for the New York City Commissioner of Consumer Affairs. Phil was and is a very public-spirited person. At the time, he was teaching at Columbia. I don't remember what I called him about, but at some point in the conversation, we made small talk. I asked him what he was teaching. Tax. That was a surprising answer, since none of the things Phil had done suggested significant involvement with the tax code. But he pointed out that every public policy runs through the tax code, so it made a lot of sense. Phil, of course, was right. Global warming? The tax code determines how cheap it is to buy carbon-based fuels that warm the globe. And it determines whether the producers or somebody else has to pay for the cleanups, the environmental damage, dealing with the warming planet. And it determines what the carbon hawkers have to pay for threatening to obliterate our descendants and end human life on this planet. No tax? Go ahead and choke the globe. Antibiotic-resistant disease? The tax code determines what cheap methods are okay to raise and sell animals and animal products. Jam animals together for, quotes, efficient processing, and they need antibiotics. The tax is on the land, not the antibiotics. Voila! It's cheap to feed antibiotics to animals and ship them to us with resistant diseases. Of course, we'll pay the price with illness, doctors, and grieving for our dear ones, but hey, the milk was cheap. Landfills? Who pays for those? Do you get a break for composting, sorting, recycling, or not buying so much? Nope, we all pay for garbage. But the tax could be shifted to producers and off our shoulders. Things would instantly get less wasteful. Ever since the elder George said, "Read my lips, no new taxes," taxes have become the third rail of politics. Instant suicide for any politician, even to bring it up. But health, wealth, and survival are right there in the tax code. We need smart taxes that shape us the way we ought to be, the freedom to corrupt our country and our world with garbage, poison, and heat isn't legitimate freedom. That's one person's freedom to mess with another's life or the lives of many. That's not freedom, not what our forefathers fought for, not patriotic, sensible, or constructive. We need smart taxes. Now. Taxes that will make our world a better place. So last week I wished for peace, health, and good government, figuring I was on mostly safe ground. Now I'm blowing it, wishing for new, I'd rather say better, taxes. Taxes for the new year? That Gottlieb character must be crazy. Like a fox? Nah, just nuts. Republicans won't allow it anyway. Oh, devilishly inspired by Paul and Ann Ehrlich. How about a tax on more than two children per family? No, don't throw tomatoes. They stain. I'm out of here. Happy New Year, everyone.